The guy on the phone for a second date update today met the girl that he wants to call at every horny bachelor's favorite hunting ground.
Uh-oh.
A wedding.
That's
right.
Not what I thought you were going to say.
Me neither.
Where they love to go troll for ladies. His name is Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, you horny bachelor?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, my God. I love how all your dudes are on the same page on this one, and I'm just learning this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody knows that the best place to meet a girl is definitely at a wedding.
Yeah. So tell us about the girl that you want to call today, and when did you pounce during the wedding?
Well, her name is Rose. We were both in the party, so she was one of the bridesmaids. I was a groomsman.
Mm.
She caught my eye, so, you know, we walked down the aisle together, so we had a lot of time to chit-chat.
Oh, was she actually the person that you were paired up with?
It was, yeah. So we were
on our arm.
We had to stand there waiting and all that.
Oh. That's
good
like
for you.
Destiny. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, the reason why is because we were the only two single people, so they put us together.
Oh. So
that makes sense.
It was less fate and them being like, well, you two losers don't have anybody. You can walk down the aisle together.
Yeah, so we had a few drinks at the reception. Everybody was getting loose. Everybody was dancing. I was joking around and, you know, I thought she was cute. I was going to ask her out. So it was a wedding. I decided to get down on one knee.
Nice. No, you didn't. In the middle of the reception?
Yeah. I mean, it was a good time. Everybody was joking around. So I got down on one knee and I proposed a date to her.
And did she cry?
She didn't cry. I could tell she was a little embarrassed by it. And she's like, get up, you idiot. Like, she's got a really cool, dry sense of humor, really sarcastic, which I find that attractive.
Okay. And I'm assuming she said yes, since you're doing a second date update now.
Yeah, she said yes. So I was stoked about it. It seemed like a good match.
Awesome. What'd you guys do on your date?
We went out to a sushi spot that I really like, and it was great. I guess the only one thing that I'm going back and I'm thinking, like, what did I do? Did I say something stupid? And there was a part where I don't know how we landed on this topic of conversation, but we started talking about underwear. And I basically just told her, I was like, I personally don't believe in underwear. I just,
whoa.
You don't believe in it. Like you don't think that it's an actual thing. Cause I can tell you it exists.
No, I know it's an actual, it's an actual thing. I got that, but I just think it's unnecessary. I think it's the most uncomfortable thing that man has invented.
Okay.
It's just no need. Why do you have to wear underwear?
So
knew that underwear was a belief system? I didn't know that until now. Yeah.
You're pretty passionate about going commando, it sounds like.
I just don't feel the need to wear underwear. Why am I going to restrict myself? It's not like I'm wearing see-through pants or something. Like, what's a big deal?
Okay.
So did she take that as, like, you trying to imply, like, hey, lady, take your panties off?
That's what I'm sort of wondering and I'm worried about, which is not at all what I was saying. I wasn't trying to be creepy, but now looking back on it, I'm like, I don't know if you thought I was, like, making a comment on my manhood or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I could see how that could look like you're whispering across the table, like, I'm not wearing any.
Yeah.
Just giving her a tip on what's going on.
Give her a wink.
Yeah. I could see how that could be a little weird. Did she act strange after that?
You know, there was like probably a couple minutes of just sort of awkward, like, okay, now I got to get the conversation back on track. But after that, everything seemed to be cool. You know, that was like 3/4 of the way through the date. So I would say the last quarter was like smooth sailing.
Okay. How did it all end?
Well, I walked her out to her car. Again, I wanted to be a gentleman, and I felt like the vibe was go in for a kiss, and I did, and she sort of backed away, and then she apologized. She said, I'm so sorry. I feel like my breath smells, because we were eating fish, so she obviously sushi, so she was like, I feel like my breath smells like fish, and I don't feel comfortable kissing you with my breath smelling like this. I said, oh, I don't mind, because obviously I had sushi too, and she was like, no, I'm not into that. I'm sorry.
Do you feel like she legit thought her breath smelled like fish, or you feel like it was an excuse?
I'd like to think that it was legit, but now without hearing from her, I'm like, maybe that was an excuse.
Yeah, because if you're both eating the same thing, it doesn't matter.
That's what I think. Like, I've had onions before, and I've been out on dates with girls who've had onions or garlic or whatever. Like, it's always that sort of thing. It's like, it doesn't really matter, you know?
So have you tried to get a hold of her?
Yeah, you know, I dropped her a text later that night, and I said it was really great hanging out with you. Let's do it again. And I didn't hear from her that night. Like the next day, the middle of the afternoon, she was like, yeah, that was a lot of fun. But then like I sent her another text trying to set something up, and I got sort of like a non-committal response, like, yeah, maybe so. Hit me up later in the week.
And did you hit her up after that?
I did, and then I didn't hear anything. So. Okay.
Huh. And you sound like such a lovely date from your description.
Yeah.
Well, except for the underwear thing. Sounds like a good date.
See, I don't know. I don't think that's too bad of a, like, that's not a put off to me.
That's a little
but
weird.
But I dated a guy who went commando all the time, and I kind of, like, had a thing for it.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know.
Brooke.
I mean, maybe you and I should go out, Brooke. Maybe that's
No, that's not what I'm saying.
All right, man. Well, we'll play a song, come back. And I'm going to support you on this 100%. During the song, I'm going to go take my underwear off and do this commando with you.
Dude.
All right? We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right, man, hang on.